You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. And here's wishing you a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Thursday. Yes, it is Thursday. It is the last day of November. I think, yes, it is. It's the 30th of November today. And the time, just a minute after 7, we'll be here entertaining you going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Right, do we have a birthday for you for today? Let's have a... let's have a quick look, shall we? And let's see what we have here, because Neil sent us all the information in. And let's see. Yep, here we go. If I can find it. Right. I tell you what, we'll come back and do that, because I need to get it up on the computer. So we're going to get started.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Took a vow in summertime. Now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender. But they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. That I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls are vomiting all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight. Wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. Like a young pretender. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls are vomiting all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight. Wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die.
And there we go. It's called Harmony Hall, and it's from Vampire Weekend. There we go. And this is a good way to start off the day, isn't it? And let's also say a very good morning. Good morning to Christina. Christina Alden, yes, good morning to you. She joined us this morning. Says, good morning, Jerry. I'm listening to TBS on my way to school. And good for you. Thank you so much. Always nice to know you're out there, you know. It's nice to know anybody's out there, really. You keep an eye on the time, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than.
There we go, yes, with a full orchestra backing there. What's Love Got to Do With It with Tina Turner, of course. The original, What's Love Got to Do With It, written by Graham Lyle and Terry Britton. And, of course, Tina Turner, that's off of her fifth studio album called Private Dancer in 1984. That version, I love it. You know me, I love a big orchestra in the background, and they remake these tracks. You keep an eye on the time. We're 11 minutes after 7 o'clock.
I see forever when I look in your eyes.
that has just about brought us exactly to 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. So what we're going to do, without further ado, we're going to get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going today. How about that then? And what have we got for you in the shower this morning? Elton John and Kiki D. Yes, Elton John together with Kiki D there, and Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Oh, you know what? When I hear that now, it sounds so fast, and he sounds so squeaky. Out of the shower you get, he sounds so squeaky that it just doesn't sound right. Sounds as if it's been played too fast. Kiki D together with Elton John. Right, time on the breakfast show, 19 after 7. Let's say good morning to Crystal. Also, good morning to Paul Dixon over there in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. And Christopher Boatman, he just dropped a little line, asked if we could play something for him this morning. It's this one. Sounds like this place, doesn't it?
You don't have to forget. Just remember this one there, right?
Underneath it all, No Doubt. Christopher this morning, Christopher Boatman. Hope you enjoyed that one, Christopher. And no doubt, underneath it all. Keep an eye on the time. We're coming down to, 24 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Still the world. And if I don't, and if I do, gotta get a fix on
Leppard and Have You Ever Needed Somebody So Bad? Let's make us down to, making our way down to 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. So stand by.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Ball. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And I tell you what, do not forget. Yes, don't forget that you can just go to send an email, tickets@britishballpanama.com, and they'll get in touch with you and help you out if you want to come and join us on Saturday. It's going to be great fun. I always enjoy it.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Fly Robin Fly Silver Convention. And time on the Breakfast Show, 16 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning, because we are still suffering here in the studio, because remember yesterday the air conditioner wouldn't work. We're hopefully trying to get that fixed sort of tomorrow or over the weekend. If not, possibly on Monday we won't be doing a program, because I don't want to overheat the equipment here in the studio. We've got all sorts of fans going. And there we go. Yes, we are suffering here today. Christina Ordonez, she says, happy Thursday to everybody. Please say hi to Yasmin. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Sorry, I was drinking my coffee.
It's the window's open. We can hear the sea.
And the birds.
And the birds.
Uh-huh. That's lovely.
No, it's not. We're hot.
No, just turn on your fan.
I got fans going. Look at it. Look. But yeah, well, that's life. And anyway, we'll chat later on.
Okay.
All right. And so no Alex today, because I've shut some anything sort of non-essential. Mm-hmm. I've shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Except Yasmin. And we'll be back with Yas in a little bit. 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, we're on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 at Cool FM. Here's you two. Just called One.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Please you, baby.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows. Time on The Breakfast Show. Keep you an eye on the time, 12 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Now, I couldn't do it this morning when I sort of started on the programme because I hadn't opened up the message. Well, not the message, but the document. And that's looking at who was born on this day. And let's go back to 1667. And Jonathan Swift was born. He was an Irish satirist, essayist, poet, and a cleric who became Dean of St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. He's best known for being the author of Gulliver's Travels. And Oliver Fisher Winchester was born on this day in 1810. He was an American businessman who's known for manufacturing and marketing the Winchester repeating rifle, which was a much redesigned descendant of the volcanic rifle of some years earlier. With thousands of rifles in the hands of the average pioneer, the Winchester repeating rifles gained a reputation as the gun that won the West. us off into the distance, Madonna and Lucky Star. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, Call FM. Because of the fact we've got no air conditioning in the studio, and as I say, I've shut down a lot of things that aren't quite essential, like a couple of the mic preamps, etc., etc. Dr. Computer won't be with us today, so we won't be talking any tech. And if we did, it would probably be about air conditioning. So there's plenty of music going right through till 10 o'clock. Be checking in with Ingrid. She's got some sad news for us this morning, so be checking in with Ingrid anyway. And also with Yasmin, and see what's happening in the world of Yaz. But as of right now, we're going to take a break and check up on the local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you this morning, or as I say, great to be with you any morning. It's always a good sign. And by the way, on the last piece on the news there, wasn't that good news? Good grief. Oof. Coming over all funny. I think I need some salts. Good news. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. What is the world coming to?
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
I saw the ocean's daughter walking on.
My own world is gone.
And there we go, bring us in Electric Light Orchestra, ELO. And what a great track. Can't get you out of my mind. Right now, let me see. What have we got from Daniel Boone? How about this one? Beautiful Sunday. A few days away. There we go, yes indeed, beautiful Sunday, Daniel Boone. Didn't he be a sort of, wasn't he an American outdoor or something, or a good guy? Right, it is time on The Breakfast Show. Let's see if we can catch up with Ingrid, shall we, for this morning.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, Howard. It's a bit of a somber day for me, so forgive me a little bit. Our dear beloved Clarence crossed over the Rainbow Bridge yesterday. He had been attacked by a cat on November the 12th, and he had gone to surgery on the 13th, and it didn't look good then, but through the work of the great veterinarian Dr. G and the cook, he survived another 2 weeks until he got an infection, that a fever that the doctor said that he can't survive. So we brought him home, and the cook wrapped him up in a beautiful cloth that was used for a racetrack, you know, one of those checkered flag kind of things. That was for the Australians' fabric she had used for him. And I found a bell I gave. Clarence was named for the angel in It's a Wonderful Life. And every time a bell rang, an angel got its wings. Well, I felt it only fitting since Clarence was his name, and he was named after an angel, that he should have his bell with him at all times. So we found a place in the backyard and decided he would stay with us. The problem is that we have to dig it deep enough so the damn dog doesn't come and find him. She does love that dog. So we found him. We have a beautiful spot that the cook has already decorated and put some plants and planted around. He lived a good life. It wasn't as long as we'd hoped for. He was a crazy wild cat who had big boobies. We used to tease him about his big boobies. Only we didn't call them boobies. It started with a T, and I can't say it on the air. But he was very loved and very, very son of a gun. He would often escape the house, and that's what happened. So, if you would play for me the Rainbow Connection, back to you at the studio.
Oh, we never know where life, no, it's just a ride on the, and we never know when death, and we wonder how it will. So goodbye, my friend. I know I'll never see you again, but the time together through all the years will take away these tears. It's okay now.
in my opinion, one of the best songs ever made. 10cc and I'm Not in Love. And before that, Goodbye My Friend from Linda Ronstadt. And a little sad story about Clarence the cat. I mean, the family, aren't they? Our pets, they're all part of the family. Even Lala. God bless her, but she's a screamer. And I remember with Pepe the parrot, when Pepe died, he'd been with us 14 years, and he would get this sort of chest infection most years, actually, quite a few years. And we would take him to our vet, Paquita Reyes. She was our vet, and she was amazing. She used to even made a little oxygen mask for him. And anyway, eventually it was getting the best of him, and we had Paquita. She popped in on the way home, and he was in a bit of a sorry state, so she gave him an injection to try and sort of liven him up, and sadly he died in her arms, and that was it. And 14 years, not long for a parrot, but he'd been with us 14 years. this is a proof, when you have a pet, all right, you have an obligation. Doesn't matter what, even if it's a mouse or a hamster or whatever, you have an obligation to give it the best that's possible. And we paid about $1,500 in vet bills for Pepe the parrot and never regretted a penny. Anyway, it's always sad, but we do get over it. Rosita, good morning to you. Dropped us a little line. She says, good morning, my beautiful people. Thank you so much. Please send my sympathy and love to our dear friend Ingrid and the sweet cat. Blessings. He's now flying high and always love. So there we go. Thank you for that, Rosita. And she enjoyed the song as well from Linda Ronstadt. Time on the breakfast show, 24 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. And by the way, of course, when we have sad events like this, we're all family, aren't we, here on the breakfast show? So, one feels it, we all feel it, don't we? wound up then. Never too busy. He's so busy, he just disappeared, didn't he? Pulled it off, he did. He got a chuckle. Never too busy. And time on the breakfast show. By the way, when I was rummaging around my music collection yesterday, I came across a track by the Eagles called King of Hollywood. And then it had in brackets the Weinstein theme. And I thought, surely not. But it is. Listen to the words of this song. The Eagles, King of Hollywood.
Just another sex god.
interesting track, isn't it? Yes, the Eagles there, and King of Hollywood. And yes, a lot of Weinstein references in that. That must have been the theme to, was it, there's a documentary, a movie brought out about him. Anyway, we're looking at 30 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And say we're still going to catch up with Yasmin in the last hour, see if there's a couple of people born on this day in the world of music as well. And also plenty of great music going right through, like this one.
I want to live.
Boney M.
I want to give.
Heart of Gold.
I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
Heart of gold.
All these expressions,
I never give.
That keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old.
Thank you.
there we go. That's the OJs. And for Love of Money. 5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let me see who else we've got with a birthday today. We take a little wander through. We've got another author. We had one earlier on. We had Jonathan Swift, and he wrote Gulliver's Travels. But we've also got Mark Twain, born Samuel Langhorne Clemens. 1835, he was born on this day. He was an American author, known, of course, for his novels Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. His wit and satire earned praise from critics and peers and made him a friend to presidents, artists, industrialists, and royalty. His wit and satire, well, it hasn't worked for me, has it, really? I've tried. Here's something from The Carpenters.
After long enough of being alone, everyone must face their share of loneliness. In my own time, nobody knew the pain I was going through, and waiting was
from way back when, The Carpenters, and only yesterday. Seems like only yesterday, doesn't it? Time on The Breakfast Show, that's just brought us up to the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, sit tight.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Thank you.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Yes, indeed. There you go. Roll up, roll up. Get your tickets, all right? No road closures, no strikes, no marches, no nothing. No excuse. It's going to be a great night. Looking forward to it. I'll be there letting my hair down. Or putting it on straight, at any rate. So do come along. All you've got to do is drop a line, tickets@thebritishballpanama.com. tickets@britishballpanama.com. Drop them a line, and they'll get back to you. Still got a little bit of time to get it sorted out. I think there's a couple of seats left. Right, that's it then. And a lot of you have been sort of saying to me, why don't you play some really nice music, some classics or something like that? Well, don't say that I don't listen. Here's some Beethoven.
Thank you.
There we go, isn't that nice? It's called Beethoven Moonlight Sonata Nightmare. Our friends Dinah is back in town. Dinah Alden. Good morning, Dinah, if you're listening. And also to Nikki. They're here. They're going to be at the ball on Sunday. Lovely to have you back. And, well, you've always asked if I could play something for you, and I know that you really do like Simply Red. In fact, you dropped me a line the other day and said, what? No Simply Red? I thought this one was quite applicable. Applies to both of us. Holding back the years. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock after this one, we'll check in with Yasmin. There we go, yes, that is Simply Red, Holding Back the Years. I try and do my best. Every morning, though, my body cries out, "Stop, stop, I can't do it anymore." That's about the truth of it as well. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
We got the window open,
mm-hmm.
so we can hear the birdies.
Tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet. See? There you go. It's not Lala. Lala goes, yeah! Anyway, how was your day yesterday?
Yesterday, good. Mm-hmm. I went to the gym.
Okay.
Did some work, yeah.
Uh-huh. You got a new diet?
Oh, yes, they send a new diet. And it's good, you know, because they send different options.
Mm-hmm.
They send, like, 10 options
oh.
of each meal, like 10 for breakfast, 10 for lunch.
Oh, okay.
So you can choose.
Oh,
good. That's very good, yeah.
Is steak on the list?
In my case, yes, because I'm trying to build muscles, so I need
okay.
that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it depends on each person, yeah.
You're trying to build muscles?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I did that once.
Oh, yes, you told me.
Yeah, they disappeared.
Yeah, because you have to continue.
That's what I'm saying. Holding back the years, my body can only say, I can't do it anymore. Leave me alone. Let me get old. How dare you? So, oh, no, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And you say Ian's going as well?
He went to the nutritionist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am on a diet of rum.
Oh, no.
And Coke.
Oh, no.
Zero Coke. Yeah.
So bad.
So bad, so good.
Do you know what they say? The ginger ale zero is very good.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, no, I must admit, I haven't either. But you know what they say when I get to my age?
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a...
But yeah, the other ones are bad.
They're
the
bad.
Same as the other, the regular ones, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They just said ginger ale zero is a good one.
Okay, mm-hmm. I must try it.
Yeah.
Because you can have rum and ginger ale, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And whiskey and ginger ale. In fact, yeah, ginger ale's a good option.
Yeah.
I'll have to look. I'll go to the supermarket later, pick up a few things. I might see if they've got any zero ginger ale. I've not heard of it before.
No, me neither. No. Maybe just in Rivas Meat, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to check it out.
Yeah.
And what about today? What are you doing today? Going back to the gym?
Yes, I'm going to the gym.
Why? You're getting a fanatic.
Yes.
Yes.
That's necessary and important.
Mm.
And I got an invitation to go to an event of the Indian Embassy.
I know. I mm-hmm. can't go. I've got another thing on tonight. And that's so sad. But because you know, they're giving you dinner,
mm-hmm.
aren't they?
No, it's a lunch.
Well, 6 o'clock at night.
No, it was at 12. I think so. No.
Oh, hang on. You sent me to remind. Hold on. Let me think. Because if it was.
I think that was another invitation that I sent you.
Well, that's silly then, isn't it, really?
We got a lot of invitations. And you mix
you
send
me
all
this,
the flowers.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. This is the
yeah, it's not that one.
You stupid woman.
You have to confirm me that one, and if Christina is coming too. That is next week, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I have to ship. Well, you sent me the wrong invitations. Anyway, enjoy and please tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Pariyiva.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can do takeaway. Because I'm sure they're going to be doing curry.
So that means you can make it because it's at lunch.
No, I won't be able to now. If you told me a couple of things, I might have. Cause, no, seriously, I got to get the stuff done here, and I would have been able to play. It's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Okay.
But do give them my best wishes. They're lovely people.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I love them.
And mm-hmm. I can still do Pariyiva.
Yes.
Yes.
I love them.
All right. Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And so it's not the invitation that you sent me yesterday. Okay, right.
I sent you two different invitations.
Hang on.
The other one is by email. This one you have is by WhatsApp.
You're so pickety.
You don't read. You have to read.
I have to. Of course I read. Pickety, pickety.
You don't read your emails. Just WhatsApp.
Most of the emails are bad news. okay, well that's good. So, and then tomorrow is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be thinking about that the whole Saturday.
All that and tomorrow too. Mm-hmm. Getting myself mentally prepared to have a good time.
Oh, that's nice.
And of course, I've just mentioned Dinah and Nikki, our friends, are back in Panama. So they're going to be there. Andrew and Kate and Mike and Joanne, Chris and Sylvia, me and Christina.
Oh, that's good.
10 of us.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a good... I mean, one thing I must admit I do like about it is, is, you know, you go to these events, which is all very nice and wedding, but then everybody has to scramble for the buffet. Whereas this one, they serve you your meal at the table.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no, that's nice. The food is always good.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, I mean, people are probably listening to what we say. Oh, it's a lot of money. You know, $135, but you don't pay for anything. You've got a champagne reception when you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
You've got music. You've got all your food is included, and you've got prizes.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be people that are donating prizes. The breakfast show is donating a prize this year,
mm-hmm.
which will be rather nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what we're donating is give us a donation. I joke, but it will have sort of a little bit of a breakfast show theme.
Yeah.
So there we go. So yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go by Uber,
mm-hmm.
So that on Sunday I can sleep it off.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not get into trouble.
Good plan. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, have we got anybody born on this day in the world of music? That's mm-hmm. what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. The first one is Rob Grill.
Uh-huh.
He was born in 1944. Who was with Grassroots, had the 1968 U.S. number 5 single Midnight Confessions, plus 13 other U.S. top 40 singles.
Here is Midnight Confessions. Midnight Confessions. Well, Yes, Grassroots and Midnight Confessions. Do you know, I don't think I've played that before.
No, I never heard that.
And I like it because it's got very, very nice, obviously 1960s vibe to it. It's a nice one.
Yeah.
Put that back on the playlist.
Exactly. It's a jolly song.
Yeah, we like jolly, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, except when the air conditioner's not working. It's not quite so jolly. It doesn't feel quite so bad, funny enough, as yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm just getting used to it.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't want the equipment getting, because normally we keep the temperature in here around about sort of 70-something,
mm-hmm.
and we're probably up around in the top 20s or whatever, I'm talking Fahrenheit, but I don't want the equipment overheating.
Exactly.
Or me.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, who else born on this day?
Okay, the next one is June Pointer.
Ah, okay, yeah.
She, right? It's a woman.
It's June, yes.
Uh-huh,
July is also a woman as well.
Oh, yeah?
August is a man.
She was born in 1953,
mm-hmm.
singer with American R&B singing group The Pointer Sisters,
mm-hmm.
who had the 1981 U.S. number 2 single Slow Hand and the 1984 U.K. number 2 single Automatic. Pointer Sisters have won 3 Grammy Awards and had 13 U.S. top 20 hits between 1973 and 1985.
The one I like?
Mm-hmm.
Slow Hand.
Okay.
There we go. What a great one. Pointer Sisters and Slow Hand. That's a goodie, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I love them.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Okay, so you're going to be going off. What time are you going to go to the gym?
At 6.
Oh, you've missed it because it's nearly 10 o'clock.
No. 6 p.m.
Oh, you go in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then you must go straight to sleep afterwards.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Oh, great. Well, look, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Still be hot tomorrow, but I know we've got somebody trying to find us there. We did find an air conditioner we wanted, but unfortunately it wasn't going to be in the warehouse until next Wednesday, which is too long. So we've got an air conditioning friend of ours looking for a unit for us. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have it in at the latest at the weekend with a bit of luck. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's bikini time again next week.
Yes.
And that's just for me. Have a great day, yes.
Thank you, too, everybody.
And, oh, by the way, you like Berlin,
mm-hmm.
the song,
mm-hmm.
Take My Breath Away?
Uh-huh.
I found this one. It says here, orchestral strings.
Oh, wow.
It says, strings attached. When they do that, when they put a big orchestra on what's already a great song, Berlin, and Take My Breath Away. Strings Attached. I tell you one album I wish they would do the same thing to. It goes back to, I think it was 1971 when the album was released. It was called Tapestry, and it was by Carole King. And great songs on there. You've Got a Friend, etc., etc. And this track is called So Far Away. Now, what I'd like them to do is take this album and put a big instrumental, big orchestra on it as well. Anyway, it's brilliant without. So Far Away, Carole King.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could, but you're so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah. Nothing else to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Trying.
Michael Bolton time, love and tenderness. Right, I tell you, the track taking us out this morning is called Time in the Bottle. It was by singer-songwriter Jim Croce, and he wrote the lyrics after his wife Ingrid told him that she was pregnant in December of 1970. It appeared on Croce's 1972 ABC debut album, You Don't Mess Around with Jim, and it was featured in the 1973 ABC made-for-television movie called She's Alive, or She Lives, rather. This was after he was killed in a plane crash in September of 1973. The song was aired frequently on radio and demand for a single release built. And the single of Time in a Bottle became Jim Croce's second and final track to reach number one in the United States.
If I could say time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
There you go, what a beautiful song. By the way, the arrangement, it features, you probably noticed on there, a harpsichord that producer Tommy West discovered had been left in the mixing studio. Right, by the way, don't forget that secret word. Yes, oh, gracias is possibly one of them, you never know. And stay tuned for 2Chat SOSE, because you're going to have to find another word there as well. Right, big thanks this morning to Ingrid. Sad little story from Ingrid this morning about Clarence the cat. So big thanks to Ingrid, big thanks to... Hey, Gaz, what's going on, Adam? Is that you? Huh? Is that the dentist?
Sounds like that.
Yeah, I think that must be the dentist. We've got the window open here, so we're getting all the street sound effects. So, yeah, big thanks to Yasmin doing all our social media and bookings, etc., etc. And for a couple of people born on this day in the world of music, big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to Neil, our co-producer over in the UK. A lot of our background information, of course, to the boys and girls at Group of Guard who keep us up and running. For a very hot and sticky Jerry for today with Sin Air Condicionado. So anyway, big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you tomorrow morning, Friday, 7 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. As we say to you every day, please do it carefully, because at 7 tomorrow I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.